They're kind of cute and friendly looking, with their furry faces which make them look like a cross between a cat and dog. But the raccoons which rummage through trash cans and snack on pet food left outside may be exposing you to a little-known type of roundworm, which can, in some cases, cause serious health problems for people.
There's a raccoon parasite that probably everybody's most familiar with, which would be rabies. But actually in California, rabies is not that common in raccoons. But our raccoons are actually still host to a whole variety of different other infectious agents. And probably one of the most common is raccoon roundworm, scientific name Balis ascaris procyonis. It's this large nematode roundworm that lives in the raccoon gut.
Sarah Weinstein is a researcher who's been investigating raccoon roundworms. She's the lead author of a new study involving UC Santa Barbara and National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientists looking at the roundworm issue. She says the parasites are incredibly common in raccoons in Santa Barbara County.
About 90% of our raccoons are carrying at least one of these nematodes. Odds are, if you see a raccoon, it's probably got a roundworm, but it probably also has several other types of parasites as well.
The researchers wanted to see how common the raccoon roundworm infections are in people. The eggs are so small that 400 of them can fit on the head of a pin. If ingested, they can hatch in the human body. They create tiny worms about a millimeter in length. The scientists used a relatively new type of blood test which detects antibodies created by the human body to fight roundworm infections on 150 volunteers in Santa Barbara County.
About 7% of the people in our sample show evidence of having a past infection with this raccoon parasite.
Weinstein says the full health impacts are still unknown. She says in most cases, if you're healthy, your immune system can fight off the infection. But in some rare cases, the worms can be very dangerous.
If they were to hatch in a raccoon, they'd stay in the gut and complete their life cycle. In a non-raccoon host, like us, they actually start migrating. They move from the gut through the gut wall and into other organs. So a small fraction of these worms might actually end up in the circulatory system, might get shunted up towards the brain, and there they can continue migrating. And that's actually where the really severe disease associated with this parasite comes from.
So one of the big indicators from the study is that raccoon roundworm infections in humans might be more commonplace than thought.
These incredibly serious cases are also incredibly rare, but they may actually reflect like the tip of an iceberg of the sort of spectrum of infection for this parasite.
So how do the parasites get from the raccoons to other animals like dogs and humans?
These eggs pass out into the environment with raccoon feces, and they accumulate at these communal defecation sites called latrines, which is exactly what it sounds like. A human latrine and a raccoon latrine essentially serve a similar function. These microscopic eggs pile up there, and other animals, rodents, humans that come into contact with these eggs might get them stuck on their hands, on their fur, and potentially accidentally ingest them.
The eggs are incredibly resilient, and killing them isn't easy.
These latrines can be up on roofs, in yards, in a place where, say, a rainstorm comes and actually washes this material out, and now they're just sort of spread out in the environment. And the eggs are incredibly resistant. They can last over a year. Alcohol doesn't kill them. Formalin doesn't kill them. Most of your typical lab or commercial cleaners won't kill them, even bleach.
Weinstein says the bottom line is to do what you can to discourage raccoons from hanging out around your house to minimize your risk of exposure.
Avoid feeding wildlife. Be careful if you're feeding your pets outside, because that pet food, if left out, is food that's now available for the wildlife. Be cautious with your trash cans. Those are kind of an all-you-can-eat raccoon buffet. Trash cans with easy lids to get off, probably going to end up with raccoons, and they're going to start seeing those as a food resource.
The researchers say you should call pest control experts if you find a suspected raccoon latrine to dispose of it safely and avoid infection. The results of the study have just been published in the new edition of the Centers for Disease Control journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.